Grain futures mixed affair. We have the corn under pressure as the grain trade is concerned that tomorrow's stocks and data for acreage could be off. They're thinking that we could see a number as far as the print is concerned when it comes across the screen. Might be a bit negative for corn because most farmers received their notices for intent, about 70,000 of them were sent out, and that they had their plans already in place in February, and once they saw the insurance, their plans were cemented. They mailed in their responses as the war got underway. And so we're seeing a pre-war guess prior to what likely it really is as far as acreage can be here this coming year because of the explosion in input costs. Of course, keep in mind that the USDA is notorious for changing their mind not only once or twice, but like last year, up to five times as to what the acreage might be. And so having said that, we do see corn lower today, soybeans higher as the soybean oil market follows crude oil to likely the highest close for crude oil this year. Not the highest price, but the highest close above $100 a barrel on the spot contract. Wheat, mixed affair as the spreads are narrowing up. They're jumping Chicago wheat while they're selling the Kansas City wheat contract, even though that's the one that still is struggling with the drought in the Western Plains area. So presently, we have the soybeans for May up 4 3/4, 11.64 1/4. The July up 4 1/2, 11.79 3/4. November beans up 4 1/4 at 11.48 1/4. In the corn market, May down 4 1/2 cents, 4.57 1/4. July up 4 3/4, 4.68 3/4. December off 5 at 4.85 1/4. In the wheat trade, Chicago May up 4 cents, 6.09. July up 4 1/2, 6.20 1/2. While Kansas May down 4 at 6.28 3/4. Lower by 4 1/2 on the July, 6.43. Spring wheat though, May contract up 6 cents, 6.54 1/4. July gaining 5 1/2 cents, 6.67 3/4. September up 4 1/2 at 6.82 1/4. Livestock futures follow through buying today, but we're near the lower quadrant of the day. We've had a $4 trading range, and we're in the lower dollar now as the stock market heads back lower in the session and crude oil pushes back to the highs of the day. We have the cash trade late on Friday exploding for the cattle market, trading in the 238 to 240 range after 4 o'clock on Friday. That is April cattle up 80 cents right now, 239.30. June up 92 cents, 239.72. That's $2 off the high of the session. August cattle up 80 cents, 236.85. In the feeder cattle, April up $1.60, 365.05. Active May up $1.25 at 361.07. That's $3.50 off the morning highs. August feeders up $1.52, 359.32. The October is off, up $1.42 at $354.57. Hogs find July contract, well, the June 1st, down 7 cents, 106.85, while July is up 2 cents, 108.85. In the metals, gold today up $24 an ounce at $4,548. That is the June contract we're switching to, and it's always based off of the 12:30 p.m. close, not the 4 o'clock. Silver from May up 83 cents, 70.63. Dollar index up 35 cents on the June contract, par 33. Bitcoin, April contract up $890 to $67,115. And the crude oil market up $3.78 a barrel on the May contract, 103.43. If we close anything over $100, this will be the first time this year we will close above that, even though we've traded as high as $119.50 on the spot contract that expired already, the April contract. And this will be the highest spot closing price since going back to 2022. Face it, the Strait of Hormuz is closed today. It's going to be closed the rest of this week. It's going to be closed next week, and for that matter, probably closed the following week, and we're going to start having things break left and right because of it. And so crude higher today, up 376, 103.40. June up 245, 96.64. Gasoline, May up 9.5 cents a gallon, $3.28.5. Diesel fuel, May up a penny and 3/4 right now at $4.25 1/4. Any questions? As always, you can find us at heartlandinvest.com. Thanks for listening and have a profitable day.